our lives and futures dangling from an already broken thin piece of string being held by a few who only want power. If we were to let them go ahead with a pipeline and further development without consulting us and listening to our views or having control, you will have in your hands a bunch of wild Indians, mad Indians. Already we all know we will suffer. We will be pushed aside if all this goes on without us being involved in our own future for a change. We know what's happened in Alaska and what they have to go through. Also James Bay. They have no control, and if they do, it's very little, and development on their land is going strong. Sure, development means money, but what kind of life for people barely living off old age pension, unskilled people and people who just want to be left alone, the people who live in small communities? What kind of life is in store for these people when naturally, with the pipeline, the price of everything will skyrocket, shoot out of sight for these people? Will they be happy? What right has the government to let the people come onto our land freely? While they get richer, we are still about where we were before they tiptoed here. For once, we want control. We need control before we lose everything like the tribes down south. We want to be able, and we are quite able, to control our lives and our own future. We can control the flow of development, flow of outsiders, our own education. Sure, we have people who are qualified as teachers. They don't have to have certificates. And we can control our own commercial businesses, own housing system. We can control our future.